This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Just have a second, but you know, there's two reports both days of him falling asleep in court. Any reaction to that? Is he tired? Has he just been running around a lot? Or any thoughts on that?
If anything, he's probably brutally bored. I mean, it's painful. They make him sit there through jury selection. The first day was procedural. But no, you know, I've heard that report. It's unlikely. I know him. I sat through trial after trial with him. That never happens. Well, so President Trump is incredibly focused.
All right. Alina, thank you as always. Great to have you here.
Alina Habba, everybody. That's Donald Trump's lawyer and spokesperson, to say that she's not the brightest lawyer in the United States of America and not the best spokesperson would be a understatement, but nonetheless, she gives us a lot of fodder to talk about and also to show how Donald Trump surrounds himself with the worst of the worst of the worst. Just take a look at Trump media nosedive as yet another exhibit. Alina Habba went on her right-wing media tour trying to explain that the reasons that Donald Trump could not possibly be falling asleep in court is actually because Donald Trump likes to read, and there are a lot of emotions, reading and emotions. Therefore, how could he fall asleep? This is Alina Habba on Newsmax. Play the clip.
Alina, Maggie Haberman was in the courtroom yesterday, and you know, a reporter from the New York Times, and she claims that Trump fell asleep. I mean, weigh in on this. Is she wrong? I mean, she very adamantly believes he fell asleep, and he says he didn't. What do you weigh in on this, please?
I was not there. I find that a remarkable story at best. President Trump, you know, he reads a lot. I don't know what he was doing. I wasn't there. There are no cameras. I wish there were, but he's been sitting there as he's forced to, at the threat of going to jail if he's not sitting there for what I assume would be a very mundane day. They are going through jury selection. There were a tremendous amount of motions being heard yesterday. But no, look, I wasn't there, so I can't comment on that. I find that to be a ridiculous thought, though.
The court sketch artists are having a field day, by the way. You see some of their photos right here of Don Snorleone or Sleepy Don right there. You see some of these photos. Here's just another sketch of Donald Trump in the courthouse. Alina Habba, during her right-wing media tour, then compared Donald Trump potentially being thrown in jail for violating his gag order, as well as Donald Trump threatening jurors or prospective jurors. Habba says that's a lot like Nelson Mandela, she says. She goes, Donald Trump being admonished for threatening prospective jurors, he's like Mandela. How ghoulish, how disgusting here. Play this clip.
Do you think that this threat of 30 days in jail will change the social media actions of the former president in any way, or will he keep doing this?
I don't think so. I think that he is respectful, but there has to be boundaries and we should appeal it. It's currently on appeal. So there's also a due process element to this. We have the items on appeal in this case that have not yet been heard.
Is he concerned about the possibility of being sent to jail as a ramification of these? He's not concerned about being sent to jail.
I think like anybody, he's concerned about going to jail. But if they put him in jail for his First Amendment right, he will be like Nelson Mandela. I mean, that would be just absurd. And frankly, they'll win him the
Alina,
election.
I just have a second.
Yeah. And to all of our international audience out there, I know there's a lot of people who watch us outside of the United States. Just know we're not all like that. In fact, fortunately, the majority of our country is not like that. just some odd, weird, ghoulish stuff right there. By the way, Alina Habba wants you to know that why are we even here in this felony criminal case? It's not like Donald Trump murdered anybody. It's not. This isn't a murder trial. That's what they're going with. That sure, he may have falsified business records in connection with the 2016 election. Sure, he may have engaged in 34 felonies. But it's not murder. He didn't murder somebody. Here, play this clip.
There was no murder here. There was nothing. There was somebody in the accounting department at the Trump Organization, while the president was sitting in the Oval Office, that booked a legal issue as a legal issue in the accounting records. And now they're making a misdemeanor or felony. What is the rush? The only rush.
Come on, folks. Then Alina Habba whines and complains that the jury selection process is painful. She calls it a painful jury selection process, and that's the way they want to have it. Wait a minute, Alina. Weren't you complaining in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case that you couldn't get a jury? Weren't you saying that it wasn't an issue that you just forgot to check a box, but it was so unfair, right? In the civil fraud case, you and Donald Trump, we want a jury. We want a jury. It's unfair. And now you have a jury and you're whining that the jury selection process is too painful for you. It just sounds like you all just whine about everything. It kind of seems like what it's like. Play this clip.
Sure. Thank you. I think that we're seeing a painful, unfortunately, selection because we're in the state of New York, which is definitely by design. There is no question that Bragg bringing this in New York, look at the Fulton County DA and so on and so forth, Washington, D.C. These venues are selected exactly for this reason, Martha, so that they have a blue state with a blue pool. There's only
full stop. It is so important to have a good memory. Losing your keys, forgetting something at work, it sucks. Our sponsor, Neurohacker, combines 28 of the most research-backed nootropic ingredients on Earth into the ultimate brain fuel formula, Qualia Mind. And it's been changing people's lives for years now. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in each ingredient's effect on supporting mental clarity. It's also backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee, so you have almost 3 months to try Qualia Mind at no financial risk and decide for yourself. Since taking Qualia Mind, I've been more focused on tasks, have a better memory, and have greatly increased my motivation and discipline to just get things done. See what the best brain fuel formula on Earth can do for your mindset. Go to neurohacker.com/Midas for up to $100 off Qualia Mind. And as a listener of the Midas Touch podcast, use code Midas at checkout for an additional 15% off any purchase. That's neurohacker.com/Midas and use code Midas for an additional 15% off to experience life-changing mental performance from Qualia Mind.
Speaking about whining about everything, one of the kind of lines that they use over and over again to spread this disinformation because they think it works on their base. Maybe it does, maybe it does. I don't know. I just want facts. They go, and Justice Mershon, the judge presiding over this case, he's not letting Donald Trump attend Barron's graduation. This is so unfair. Donald Trump needs to go to Barron's graduation on May 17th, and Justice Mershon is depriving him of that. How dare he? Justice Mershon hasn't ruled one way or another on it. Justice Mershon said, I don't know, it's a Friday. I don't know if we're going to even be in court then. It's unclear to me what's going to happen on May 17th. So in mid-April, I'm not making a ruling on that right now. I'm not declaring a court day dark when I don't have more information. But Mershon didn't rule. But don't let that get in the way of Alina Habba going on TV and saying, oh, it's so unfair, Barron Trump. Here, play this clip.
Not even allowing a father, never mind a former president, but a father attend his son's graduation. And let's not forget Passover. Okay, observant Jews have a right to go and pray to who they want and observe Passover. And this judge would not allow it, not for any of the attorneys. And there are observant Jewish attorneys on the Trump team and as well on the DA team. It's just a sad state of affairs for the American people. I can assure you of that.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if Barron Trump thinks it's weird that you're out there partying in, say, Bart's and partying with his dad. And hanging out with his dad and seemingly showing more affection for his dad than his mom. I wonder what Barron actually thinks of you, Alina Habba. I wonder what Barron thinks of the photo with Donald Trump right next to you on your birthday. I wonder what Barron thinks that you've been paid somewhere near $5 million and you lose all of the cases, or mostly all of the cases, where you represent Donald Trump. I mean, I wonder what Barron thinks about that. And you know, I wonder if Barron knows what this case is about. I don't know. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. But y'all are talking about him. You know, I don't know if he knows that when Melania had just given birth to him, Donald Trump had sex with a porn star and then wanted to cover it up right when he and Melania's first child was born. I'm not sure he knows. Maybe he knows about that. Or when Melania was pregnant, that his dad would have sex with, you know, some like people like Karen McDougal, and then wanted to cover that up and then paid the National Enquirer, or had the National Enquirer's parent company AMI make hush money payments to catch and kill stories that he didn't like. I'm just asking questions. I don't know what the feelings are about these things. And when Donald Trump says, "Whatever should I tell Barron?" I don't know. I'll let you have that father son chat. You can have the father son discussion right there, or how on the Access Hollywood tapes you bragged about sexually assaulting women. Or that you said women should be punished for seeking reproductive. You know, I'll let you deal with that in the privacy of Mar-a-Lago, a crime scene where you stole our nuclear codes and you stole the war plans and other national defense information belonging for We the People. In the resort that you turned into a crime scene, you could have that discussion there, okay? And then finally, Alina Habba whines that Donald Trump's due process rights are being violated because Donald Trump really wants to be in attendance at the Supreme Court to watch his lawyers argue that he has absolute immunity to order SEAL Team 6 to kill his political opponents. That's a due process violation. I'm not sure you know what due process means. And I'm not sure that you know what any of the constitutional amendments are, but here she is whining about that.
No, not even allowing a person due process, the right to go sit in front of the Supreme Court and hear a case that determines many lawsuits that are currently against President Trump on immunity, on grounds for immunity. Let's not forget something here, Sean. President Trump was in Washington when this case was going on. When this is happening, when somebody made a notation in an accounting record at Trump Organization, he was in Washington taking care of this country.
And I think the trend, folks, is just they whine and they whine. We want a jury. We don't want a jury. Stop the count. Keep the count going. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff. It's like a parody, except these people are real. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Hit subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to this channel.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.